The TV show Seinfeld created Festivus, a sort of anti-holiday holiday. Now the Fox TV show The O.C., a clever drama about fashionable teens in Orange County, California, is promulgating an interfaith holiday called Chrismica, a hybrid of Hanukkah and Christmas, Jew and Gentile, menorah and mistletoe. Of course, the characters in The O.C. were not the first to coin the word, but the show is credited with popularizing it and inspiring, a movement of sorts. Tonight, Fox will air The O.C.'s second annual Chrismica episode, and here's a clip from tonight's program. It begins with the character Seth Cohen, an acerbic teen of an interfaith family, touting the holiday to his adopted brother, Ryan, and to his mother.
Mother? Did you not clean out the menorah from last year? The shamus looking a little bit waxy.
Sorry, I'll get right on that.
Seth, a little help here, please?
Thanks, Mom, because we can't afford to cut any corners. Now, if my sense of the cultural zeitgeist is accurate...
Careful.
And I do believe it is, this is the year that Chrismica sweeps the nation, okay, people?
Ryan, it's so nice to have someone to help around the house.
You're absolutely right, it is, which is why this year I've created a Chrismica work wheel. So that everybody understands his and her duties this holiday season. Voila.
You're kidding me.
Does it look like I'm kidding?
Let me guess what your job is.
I'm supervising, smartass.
Well, that's big of you.
Yeah, but I'm also overseeing licensing and merchandising, okay? T-shirts, mugs should have come to that, and I'm penning a Chrismica hymn set to Death Cab's A Lack of Color.
If you didn't quite catch it, that last bit was a reference to the band Death Cab for Cutie. In this segment, we want to hear from interfaith families and others. How are you celebrating a Chrismica or a Chrismica Kwanzaa, however you want to call it? Join the conversation. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is TOTN at NPR.org. And joining us now is Josh Schwartz, creator and executive producer of The O.C. He's with us by phone from his office in Manhattan Beach, California. Nice of you to join us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're 28 years old, you have your own TV show and your own holiday now. Not too bad.
Things are going well. Can't complain.
Chrismica kind of rolls off the tongue. Had you heard the word before you brought
it? No, I never had. We know the Coens are an interfaith family, and we were looking to come up with a holiday. And I was very much inspired by the Seinfeld Festivus. And so we were bandying about words for what this holiday could be, and people were throwing out Hanumas or, you know, and someone said Chrismica, and it rang true.
A eureka moment.
A eureka moment. The original concept of last year's episode was Ryan, the blue-collar kid from Chino, only had enough, needed to buy 8 gifts and only had enough money for one. Obviously, a Hanukkah reference.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't quite pull off that structural derring-do.
Well, I since that episode, I'm sure you've heard that Chrismica was a word used by rabbis to sort of wryly complain about the commercialization of Hanukkah.
Yeah, I guess the word was out there before us. We'd never heard it before.
So, great minds think alike.
Sure, we'll take it.
So how does one, at least in the O.C., celebrate Chrismica?
Well, it's 8 days of gifts followed by one day of many, many gifts. You eat Chinese food and watch Christmas movies. And latke and eggnog, of course.
I gather there's a special a yarmulke involved.
Well, this year we introduced the Yarmulklaus, which is a yarmulke-Santa Claus hat hybrid.
It looks really good.
Oh, thanks.
Now,
it's fun.
Your character, Seth Cohen, is sort of the arbiter of cool on the program.
Yeah.
Using him as the mouthpiece for Chrismica, was it your intent to create a movement here?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Seth grew up in this interfaith family and had a fall on his own devices to celebrate the holiday and created what he considers a super holiday that has twice the resistance of any normal holiday.
Twice.
And also he wanted to cash in on as many gifts as possible.
And not above a little commercialization himself.
Yes, and now, of course, that's being mirrored by Warner Brothers, and they've launched this website, theocinsider.com, where you can actually now buy Yarmulklaus.
I gather also people are making up Chrismica cards.
There are Chrismica cards, wrapping paper. It's crazy. Yeah.
Now, Seth has also been described as sort of your alter ego on the program. Does Chrismica have any resonance in your own life?
Well, I mean, growing up a Jewish boy or a Jewish girl, you know, any Jewish kid can attest to, you always felt a little left out at Christmas time. You know, they had all the good songs, all the good TV specials. They had Frosty and Rudolph, and, you know, we had dreidels, which are fun. Up to a point. So I think that longing to make Hanukkah something more celebratory and more fun is something that rings true for a lot of Jewish kids.
Growing up Catholic,
yes.
I was always resentful of the Jewish kids who got their presents first.
and for over 8 days.
Yeah.
So what Seth has taken is the best of both holidays and fused them.
Well, let's get some listeners in on the conversation.
Sure.
Our number again is 800-989-8255. Email TOTN at NPR.org. And Lynn joins us on the line from Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm just cracking up. I love this conversation. We're a Christmaska family. And my daughter loves the OC, so she'll be watching tonight. And I have friends that'll say, well, what do you all celebrate? I'm like, hey, we do everything but Kwanzaa. But if there's gifts involved, we may take that one up, too.
Right.
And, you know, growing up, I made a little bit of a mistake with my kids. Hanukkah's when they got books. And Christmas was the day they got presents. So it was starting to get associated with not like a fun event. So I had
Well, the Jews like to emphasize the education. That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So we lit the candles. We finished last week, and now we're playing the Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, you can pick up the Christmaka CD. As I continue to shill for the holiday.
Where can you find the Christmaka CD?
At any music store.
Oh, well, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, the kids, we tell them that, they say, why do we do Christmas again? I'm like, because we celebrate, like, peace on earth and goodwill to each other. And,
right.
You know.
But do you pad out on the 8 days of gifts, as it turns out? I mean, do you have to pad out some days with, you know, socks and pajamas and that sort of thing?
Yes, you do. And as they get older, too, we just don't give as much at any time because we're not real big present people anyhow. We feel like they just don't need anything like that.
Do you do the big bill, though? As they know the last day, that's the day they're really going to cash in?
They know that's the good day.
Yeah, they start off slow.
Oh, they start off
slow.
Pace
yourself over Hanukkah.
We start off with socks and we build to the crescendo of, like, a really good outfit.
That's cool.
Yeah, so thanks so much. I can't wait to watch tonight.
Thank you very much.
Lynn, enjoy the program and have a great season.
Thank you.
Here's an email we got from Kay in Denver, Colorado. My interfaith family celebrates Thanksgiving, too, a holiday that falls on the 25th of December, involving a turkey dinner, lots of presents, and maybe some takeout Chinese later on.
That sounds like a recipe for terrible indigestion.
Let's get a caller on the line. Frank is with us from San Jose, California.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on the program.
Sure.
Actually, we've kind of expanded on the theme. We call it Hollow Thankmas. A mega holiday that gets started.
Wait, say that one more time. Hollow Thankmas?
Hollow Thankmas.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
My kids even know about it. They know that, you know, the Christmas lights are about to come out and that, you know, they're in for another 90 days of fun.
Throw a saint in front of that. You can run it till February 15th.
Exactly.
There you go. You know, one thing that, since our Jewish temple has about maybe a quarter of the families that go to the religious school can identify at least one non-Jewish grandparent. It's really kind of an interfaith congregation. And I've done a little bit of research on the beginnings of Hanukkah. And, you know, it's not really a great holiday for interfaith couples because at the time of the Maccabees, you know, there was definitely a split kind of between the cultural Jews who wanted to assimilate more with the international cultures that were present and the Maccabees who were kind of saying, no, the Jews should, you know, remain, you know, by themselves. And so, you know, it always brings kind of mixed blessings, you know, the yearly celebration of Hanukkah.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that there's been, you know, some people who don't appreciate the idea of Christmaka or feel like it's denigrating Hanukkah or Christmas, and, you know, and that obviously the interfaith marriages are something that's of concern to a lot of Jews in terms of numbers dwindling. And my point of view on that has been, while I understand and certainly respect those concerns, interfaith marriage is something that is happening, and better a holiday that celebrates that still includes the celebration of Hanukkah as opposed to, you know, an interfaith marriage then that excludes celebrating the Jewish holidays. Seems like, in this day and age when religion is so divisive, a little compromise and a little sense of humor could probably be pretty handy right now.
The Boston Globe today, excuse me just a second, Frank, the Boston Globe said today that Christmaka makes Hanukkah a little less Jewish and Christmas a little less Christian.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I do know that, you know, what's going on right now in terms of religion becoming so divisive and so polarizing, I don't think that's good either. So, maybe Seth Cohen has the antidote for this time of year.
My own experience with Christmaka is that, you know, it doesn't really have that much of a religious foundation to it. Instead, it's just a lot of fun.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a nice time for family, too.
Mm-hmm. Frank, thanks for the call.
Thank you for having me.
And have a good holiday, which is you're beginning to run out.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho as well.
Thanks, Frank. You're listening to Talk of the Nation. We're talking with Josh Schwartz, the creator and executive producer of the Fox TV show The OC, about Chrismica. Their annual Chrismica episode is celebrated this evening on Fox TV. And here's an email we got. Who is this from? Wendy Cross. My husband and I once thought of making ornaments that could go on the interfaith tree that would look like menorahs. We were going to call them menoraments.
That's pretty good.
That's not too
bad. I'm going to have to use that for season 3.
Harvey joins us now on the line from Oakland, California.
Yes, hello. My idea for Chrismica, I've had it for a long time, but you just sort of crystallized it. You should call the individual candles of the menorah, or maybe make them in the shape of Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, etc. And then, of course, that ninth one that you use to light the other ones, that would be
Santa.
Rudolph.
That'd be who?
That would be Rudolph.
Oh, of course.
But they all have red noses in that case.
That's amazing.
You know, and, yeah.
We looked at other holidays. You know, Seth was talking about trying to fuse other holidays, and there was Kwanzaa Shana came up, or Eastover. But we thought you either, you know, or believe in the resurrection or you don't. So,
yeah.
That was
a
tougher one to merge.
Yeah, it's a little tougher. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can make a menorah in the shape of Santa's reindeer. That would be good.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Harvey, thanks very much, and happy marketing.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm getting a lot of good material for next season.
All right. Margaret joins us now. Margaret's in Brackney, Pennsylvania.
Hi, and I'm enjoying this show immensely. I wasn't even aware that the holidays had actually been merged and had never occurred to me because we live a very secluded life here in Brackney until I saw a Virgin Mobile commercial just combining all of them.
Yes.
And wishing everyone a Merry Chrismahana Kwanzaa.
Yeah, they premiered that commercial during the OC premiere.
I have to confess that I have not watched your show, but
okay.
I just have to now. But I enjoyed that ad so much, and then I heard this talk about your show merging the holidays. The closest I come is I have gotten to the point now where I insist on buying Afrocentric Christmas tree ornaments to kind of pay tribute to Kwanzaa at the same time.
Diffuse all three holidays together.
Black Santas and black angels, and it's a kick being a white chick and going in and buying all these black ornaments and checking the looks on the cashier's faces. Every once in a while, I'll throw in an issue of Jet just to totally screw with them.
Margaret, thank you very much.
Are you wearing a lot of bling when you do this or no?
No, I'm just very conservatively, just totally screw with them some more.
Gotcha.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Margaret.
Bye-bye.
And I wonder, I mean, is this the lighthearted approach? It's easier when you're in Manhattan Beach or California than when maybe you're back east and in the Northeast all covered with snow and a little jollier, do you think?
In terms of enjoying the holidays?
Or in terms of tweaking the holiday a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Southern California, you always feel like you know it's the holidays because that's what it says on the calendar, but it's 85 degrees and sunny. Last week on the OC was the Snowsea Winter Ball, the only time snow comes to Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fake snow, some faux penguins, you know. But definitely you feel a little bit out of sync with the holidays, and you're sort of celebrating them in spirit, if not in climate.
But at least, according to my TV Guide Digest, there's a little bit of sentiment this evening. Seth, as I understand it, goes looking for a Chrismica miracle.
Yeah, it's a very explosive episode for the show this week. There's a big family secret, and everyone's gathered at the house, and it's going to explode and threaten the family and Chrismica itself.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I can't wait to see
Tune
how it turns
tonight.
Out. Yeah, well, an extra viewer or two, that might be a miracle of sorts.
We'll take it.
Josh Schwartz, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Josh Schwartz is creator and executive producer of the Fox TV show The OC. He was kind enough to join us by phone from his office in Manhattan Beach, California. The OC's Chrismica episode airs tonight on Fox, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And now we end with the Death Cab for Cutie song we mentioned earlier, A Lack of Color. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.
But I know it's too late.